This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the Psalms, let's reflect on Psalm 103. To help in studying this psalm, let's use some questions. What does it say about God? What does it say about man? Are there any warnings to heed, commands to obey, or promises to claim? There is much in Psalm 103 about God. He is righteous, he is slow to anger and doesn't stay angry. He is gracious and forgiving. He rules over everything from his throne in heaven. Verses 10 to 16 describe how God relates to us. He is gracious in dealing with us. He doesn't do to us what we deserve. That's mercy. His love toward us is otherworldly. When he forgives, he removes our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. He knows and is considerate of our weaknesses and shortcomings, as well as our efforts to obey him. Listen to verses 17 and 18. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. No wonder the psalmist begins this psalm, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases," and concludes by calling on all creatures in heaven and earth to praise him. Reflect on what he has said about our God and spend some time in his presence, praising him for who he is and all he has done. And if you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.